Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Schenectady clergy members, I see a story in the paper today, are uniting to fight bigotry and spark a dialogue about social issues, and there's going to be a series of community events.
Yeah, this coalition of faith leaders called the Schenectady Clergy Against Hate has been meeting since November, and they say they've grown concerned about the levels of hatred in the community in recent months. As a result, the group is hosting a series of events meant to encourage awareness and discourse on social issues. We talked to Rabbi Matt Cutler. He's from the Congregation Gates of Heaven Synagogue. He said many were feeling unsettled as the election rhetoric came about towards the early fall, and he said that they've also been experiencing a polarizing nature of hatred, discrimination, and general intonation that has torn at us rather than brought us together. As a result, they've planned a series of events, including a day volunteering at the Northeast Regional Food Bank, a community forum on bigotry and discrimination, and an opportunity to watch the inauguration proceedings of Donald Trump in a peaceful group setting on January 20th. Cutler is leading the coalition efforts, said the clergy members involved have been meeting since November. While many of the issues of racism and hate aren't new, he said, they came front and center following that divisive election season. Since the presidential election, instances of bigotry and hate have been documented in the Capital Region. Less than a week after Donald Trump declared victory, the superintendent of the Shenandoah Central School District sent a letter, for example, to parents noting that there had been a spike in racist and anti-Muslim incidents. Just last week, police in Schoharie County arrested a 13-year-old boy who allegedly spray-painted swastikas on buildings, including a church around the town. Police said they don't believe the boy acted out of bias. Rather, he painted the symbol because he'd seen it in video games. But Cutler didn't think any single instance of bigotry sparked the need for dialogue. He says anti-Semitism and discrimination and Islamophobia and misogyny have been part of our culture for some time, he said, but it's out in the public more than ever, and he thought it was time to really bring us together and talk about it. So the 6 scheduled events, he said, are our first step in raising community awareness and starting the discussion. They hope to more events as the winter unfolds. So they're going to have, you know, these community conversations and some worship service watching the inauguration. And one of the things they're going to do is have a candlelight march from the temple congregation gets headed to other nearby houses of worship. So something we'll watch as the week unfolds. There's a lot of coming up with the inauguration. So we'll see what happens.
Certainly, and these events that have taken place have occurred not only around New York, but around the region and the country. So many groups have united in an effort to fight this bigotry and hate. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She's the editor of the Daily Gazette. You can find out more at dailygazette.com. And we thank you each week, Judy, for joining us.
You are welcome. Thanks, David.